This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Phoenix. Negotiators in Washington have a little more time to seal the deal to raise the nation's debt limit. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen extended the deadline from June 1st to the 5th. CBS News correspondent Scott McFarlane on the potential agreement.
Sources tell CBS News a possible deal includes raising the nation's borrowing limit and capping some spending for 2 years. But some of the most costly programs are off the table for reductions, including Social Security, Medicare, Veteran Services, and the military.
The fate of Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton may be decided later today, at least when it comes to his position. The state House will hold an impeachment vote. Chris Fox explains.
A Republican-led Texas House committee unanimously recommended the state's top lawyer be impeached on 20 articles, including bribery, unfitness for office, and abuse of public trust. If a majority of the House approves the articles, Attorney General Paxton will be suspended pending a trial in the state Senate.
A new abortion law in South Carolina won't be enacted until the state Supreme Court reviews it. Correspondent Jerika Duncan reports on the female state senators who all voted against it.
We've had such an outcry from all of South Carolina, not just women, from men too.
The only five women in the state Senate who call themselves sister senators stood together to oppose the ban and tell CBS News they'll continue fighting against it in court.
You know, we haven't expanded Medicaid. We haven't done anything to put women in particular and girls on a level playing field.
Another member of the far-right Oath Keepers group has been sentenced for her role in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Christopher Cruz has more.
Jessica Watkins was convicted in November by a federal grand jury in Washington of obstruction of an official proceeding, conspiracy, and obstruction of officers during the insurrection. She was one of those who stormed the Capitol, sending members of Congress running for their lives. The defense asked for 5 years, prosecutors for 18. She got 8.5.
There is concern about a deadly fungal outbreak from two clinics in Mexico that may be affecting almost 200 Americans. Here's CBS's Alex Tin.
The United States and Mexico have asked the WHO to consider a public health emergency of international concern after hundreds were potentially exposed to fungal infections through two clinics in Mexico that did mostly cosmetic surgeries. Early testing suggests that the current outbreak might be caused by the same kind of fungus, Fusarium solani, that caused another deadly outbreak from late last year elsewhere in Mexico.
At least two patients have died. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
2020, that's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
Did you know Bratfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kids zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Great, it's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party bookings.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tuesday night, busted pencils, fully leaded education talk. Johnny Lupinacci moving, stuck in a moving van somewhere. Evan, you know how it is when you try to move your apartment 1 mile down the road. You can't find anybody who's reliable to get your stuff there. Johnny, we miss you. We'll see you next week. The number is 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Teaching and learning in hostile times. I used to have a blog on Google in 2008, and I called it that. That was the title of my blog in Google, Teaching and Learning in Hostile Times in 2008. I look back at 2008 now, and I'm like, wow, we were free back in 2008. What was I thinking, teaching and learning in hostile times? Because today, man, where are we today? Hostile times. I don't know. Stuff is being banned, outright banned to be taught in grade school, to be taught in middle school, to be taught in high school, to be taught in college. How do we ban information? Are these, you know, heretical insanities that will ignite the population into some kind of dystopian rebellion? What is it about the banning of teaching certain things right now that has gotten into certain politicians' waters, particularly Florida? Well, we have one person, and I'm just going to quote, I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. Check that out in the Daily Beast. Our guest tonight, Will Horn. He's the Arthur J. Ennis postdoctoral scholar at Villanova University who writes about the relationship of race to labor, freedom, and capitalism during construction and Jim Crow. He holds a PhD in history from the George Washington University and is co-founder and editor of the Activist History and Review. Will, Dr. Will, welcome to Busted Pencils. How is it going over there in Philadelphia tonight?
It's a beautiful night, and I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, so I'm a professor, right? And Florida just banned everything I teach. I already made the announcement. You're a Villanova. You're in Philadelphia. Somebody's going up there right now going, but you don't even teach in Florida, dude. So you didn't, nothing was banned. Explain, what do you mean banned? You can't teach in Florida. Give us a little bit. I mean, the Daily Beast, what is this stuff?
Sure. Yeah. So that's right. I don't teach in Florida. I'm not claiming to teach in Florida. But Florida has banned all of the subject matter that I teach. And as someone who lives outside of Florida, and I'm very grateful to, you know, teach at a, I think, a great institution who, you know, they are very supportive of me and my work. I think it's important for me to speak out for people who maybe are worried about their jobs, right? I know a lot of scholars in Florida, a lot of educators who are very concerned about their jobs. And I've reached out to several of them to try and connect them with interviews recently for various publications. And unfortunately, they're concerned that if they speak out about what they are experiencing, right, or the concerns that they have about how you deliver content when in fact, you know, the 3/4 of the content of your class has been essentially banned by the state. You know, how does one do that, right? But they're concerned, of course, that they're going to be fired if they speak out. And so, you know, part of the reason that I decided to write this is because I teach, you know, predominantly Black history in the U.S., a good bit of U.S. history, you know, and some broader world history. And so this is stuff that, again, the Florida bill touches on. And I'm a little bit freer, I think, than maybe some people in Florida to speak out about the impact of these things for students. And so this is really kind of the basis of my article, is that, look, students really want to learn this stuff. You know, I taught high school for a number of years back in Louisiana. You know, I taught at a couple of different universities. Every single time I've taught this type of content, students are hungry for more, you know, and every single time, regardless of grade level, you know, or, you know, in this case, university level, they have often shared that they hadn't experienced that previously, that this has been something that had been missing, you know, from their education experience that helped them make sense of the world. That's really important. And so that's why I think it's really important to write something like this.
I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the fact that kids want to know this. They enjoy learning this. That to me sounds like reason enough that we should keep it away from them, because we know that anytime somebody wants to know something, that something they know is probably going to end up disastrous. Okay, enough of the funny talk. Well, no, I mean, we're here. Johnny's not here tonight, but, you know, we've talked about this many times over the years, the freedom to teach and learn. And yeah, you're not in Florida, but to point out the fact that I'm a professor, Florida just banned everything I teach. And I just want to read from the piece in the Daily Beast for a sure. second. Quote, writing during the apartheid regime of Jim Crow, famed historian and founder of Black History Month, Carter G. Woodson observed that the philosophy and ethics resulting from our educational system have justified slavery, peonage, segregation, and lynching. That system is exactly what Governor Ron DeSantis has tried to resurrect in signing SB 266 into law, a whitewashing tactic that has historically coincided with white supremacist violence in the U.S. All right, we're not going to get to white supremacist violence just yet. There, Will, but
sure.
Okay. So Woodson was observing at that time schools actually doing the work of teaching racism, of teaching segregation. Are you saying that what you are not allowed to teach now is that you're not allowed to teach that, hey, Carter Woodson said that?
Sure. I mean, yeah, if we're starting with basics, that's a basic that I would, you know, again, if we're looking at the Florida law, if we're looking at similar legislations, you know, similar legislation or, you know, executive actions in various states, you know, across the U.S., that would be difficult to teach and that might put you, you know, in some place of liability, you know, relative to the state.
It's what's interesting about that, right? I just said, yeah, it's a fact. Okay, this yeah. was a quote that was actually done, you know, said, and the reality of the quote, okay, is that now maybe somebody would say, well, that sounds like critical race theory. Although I'm pretty positive that anybody who's officially participated in the banning of CRT really has no idea what it is they're banning anyway. Really, though, what they are trying to ban is to say this story of saying, hey, people have been observing for quite a long time, particularly that our education system can tend to, and in fact, in certain places, can be very segregationist, very historically racially biased, and the curriculum itself can do lots of injustice to kids and families. And somebody would say, well, we're beyond that now, Will. We don't need to teach that anymore. Maybe it's a fact, but what purpose is it in bringing up the fact that in the past, schools used to teach racism?
Sure. Yeah, that's
not
a great
not
question.
Teach racism, but let's pretend, teach essentially people how to be racist.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and we can go back, you know, we could look at those textbooks, right? And there are just some really gobsmacker of lines in there. But they're not all that different from what you see, for example, in the quote unquote, like American birthright curriculum. I don't know if you've seen this or not, you know, but it's, so it's associated with Christopher Rufo. And I make the case, and I think it's pretty clear that in fact, this is inspiring some of the legislation that we're seeing at the state level in terms of what is being required to teach, you know, and the sort of the quote unquote, like Western values, you know, and that kind of thing. But I guess, you know, the reason why this is so important is that, like, you know, we, even if we're not, let's say, even if teachers are not teaching kids, as you put it, like how to be racist, right? If you're omitting what actually happened in the past in your classroom instruction, then what you're actually doing is depriving students of the ability to understand the world that they're moving through. You know, I give some examples in the article, like a really prominent one in our public discourse is redlining. You're not going to understand the reasons that our neighborhoods are very segregated and remain segregated today if you don't have any concept, right, of redlining. And so you might come away, and I've had students share with me ideas, right, sort of spitballing ideas, both in high school, you know, at the college level that, oh, well, maybe, you know, like this group just wanted to be by itself, or maybe this group just didn't work so hard, right? And so that's why they have to live in this area, right? But that's not the case at all, right? In fact, we know, like, it was, you know, it was a part of U.S. law and a part of U.S. Public policy that created this, the segregated neighborhoods that we see today, you know? And so if we're talking about, like, you know, it, depending upon what city you're in, right? Like if you're talking about this neighborhood over here is very dangerous, right? Then in part, like what you're talking about is in fact, like, you know, an expression of this longstanding decades and decades and decades of U.S. policy. And so if we're not teaching students that stuff, right? If we're not teaching students what actually creates the world that we inhabit today, then what we are doing in fact is leaving those questions open and sort of wink nodding, suggesting that in fact, you know, there must be something wrong with those people in that neighborhood, right? And that's, you know, one of the real dangers.
Well, and you know, I'm not even sure it's a wink and a nod anymore, to be honest.
Sure.
You just, you know, I mean, you know, we're talking about Chris Rufo. I mean, you know, I mean, he's always listening to Busted Pencils. He just never calls in, and you know, but it's just the way it is. You know, he doesn't want to deal with Johnny and me. But and now, God forbid, he would call in and join us tonight. 844-967-2789. But you know, when you point out that curriculum, you know, American birthright and stuff. So when we talk about ban, what's being banned, we have to also then put in a measure of making sure people understand and what's replacing.
Okay, that's right.
The ban is a curriculum, not, you know, based on, and this is the kind of weird part, is it's a curriculum that is largely fantasy, potentially, maybe positively aspirational, if sort of like that, but we're mandating. We are mandating fiction, fantasy, and patriotism, and we're taking away truth. How do we do that? It's Busted Pencils. It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. The number's 844-967-2789. Our guest tonight, Dr. Will Horn. He is at Villanova. We're talking about his piece. I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. When we get back, we're going to, you know, go into a little bit of white supremacy. Busted Pencils, back after the break.
If you love to spend time in the kitchen, elevate your cooking game with a pantry full of premium hemp products from Mary Jane's Hemp Shop in Waukesha. Mary Jane sells flights of Himalayan sea salt, raw sugar flights, local raw honey, and just in time for summer, a variety of salt rubs for meat and grilling. Not sure how to use the products in your own kitchen? Check out Mary Jane's YouTube channel for ideas and recipes. Elevate your cooking game at Mary Jane's Hemp Shop, 335 West Main Street, Waukesha, or online at MaryJanesPantry.shop.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Gerrymandering is not democracy. It's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Our guest, Dr. Will Horn, his piece in the Daily Beast. I'm a professor. Florida just banned everything I teach. We're talking about, you know, this whole idea of legislating, you know, and here we're talking about American history and we're being very specific here. There's a lot of things that are included in this, but Will, you know, we were talking during the break, you know, and kind of pointing this out right as we were coming into to the end of last segment, paying attention to what's being banned is really important, because you say, you know, things like redlining, yes, banned, right? Well, wait, but redline happened for real. It really did. I know, but it's banned because it might make somebody uncomfortable. And therefore that word uncomfortable is the kind of, you know, pressure gauge that says, oh, that's a banned material. As soon as somebody says I'm uncomfortable, you know, we're talking about American history, but then paying attention to the curriculum that replaces what's being banned and seeing then the, you know, a very whitewashed, westernized, patriotic march to the celebration of America has done nothing except be awesome.
Right.
And you'd sit there and go, yeah, well, I can hear, you know, potentially my grandfather is not here anymore going, well, that's what they taught us. And I turned out just fine. You know, what do we need to be teaching all this other stuff for? You know, it's all in the past. Why aren't we talking? It's like, no, but what's in the past also is the fact that what we, quote, used to teach you, granddad, wasn't true then. And now it's not like we didn't know then, but now we have curriculum materials. And you said, what is the purpose of teaching and learning is not to, quote, you know, and I'm going to use their line, the woke warriors. They're the ones who are doing the indoctrinating. When we look at what's being replaced by what they're saying, what is being banned. Tell me a little bit more about some of the alternative curriculum that is, quote, acceptable under the new Ron DeSantis. And it's not just Ron DeSantis. It's, as you point out, 36 different states have done something and or similar. My state here in Ohio just last week passed Senate Bill 86, which is, you know, it's the Florida bill here, you know. So yeah, it's not just Florida, but let's talk a little bit about that, you know, quote, alternative or supplemental or the curriculum to use in place of truth.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so there's a lot of talking about, like, you know, the quote unquote founders. There's a lot of talking about, like, that, you know, the US is a Christian nation. It's founded on Christian principles. There's actually a lot of really broad stuff. Because it actually gets kind of dangerous when you get down into the specifics, even of the founders. Like, even if you were to look at just the Declaration of Independence, like sort of the first founding document, there's a reference there to, like, you know, a frustration with Great Britain because, you know, allegedly they, like, forced the colonies to have slavery, which is absurd. And you know, there's a sort of an accusation there that they, you know, aren't doing enough to, like, eradicate, you know, indigenous people, you know, in and around the 13 colonies. This is in the founding documents, right? So when you actually, like, start to look carefully, even at what is being mandated, right, then you cross the line. And so it isn't even just that, like, you know, you can't teach about slavery, you can't teach about redlining, you can't even actually teach the actually existing Declaration of Independence. You can read the first little bit. You can't teach the whole thing.
I'm going to say, I mean, that's kind of what you're saying. It's like, well, wait, well, no one reads that part anyway. We all, I mean, that's, you know, kind of like subtext, footnote, you know, we would, you know, because, yeah, you'll hear this, you know, because, and I'm glad to hear you, you know, you start out as a social studies teacher. I'm a social studies person. Johnny, who's co-host, is a social studies person. We look at this and we probably came at this from the point of view of going, it's just like, man, even myself finding out for the first time the things that I hadn't been taught and feeling the passion come over, not of anger, of frustration, of sadness, of guilt, of going, man, I want to know more. I want to know more. But when we're talking about this mandated, you know, the first two paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence and that only,
right,
it's like we're stripping away and saying, don't look. And in fact, it's not like we're saying don't look closely, don't read closely, don't think, just here's what it is that matters. We've decided this already for you. How the heck, this is radio, so we got to use that word heck, how in the heck are people walking around talking about this as if this is a move towards setting people free?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a move for empowering some people, those people who already have power, right? But if we're wanting to understand how the world actually works, if we're wanting to understand things that actually happen, this curriculum isn't going to do that. And in fact, it's designed to keep that from happening. And I think that's really important. You know, the people who are designing this, they I think do, in fact, know our history. I really think they do. I think they do actually have sort of an accurate understanding of the, you know, legacies of inequality, of racism, you know, sexism, all of the isms, right? And it's in their interests to keep everyone else from knowing about those things, because they're the ones who actually benefit from those systems. And yeah, that sounds like CRT, and that's fine. But you know what? That's just true. So it is what it is.
From As Goes Wisconsin to Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. The Treasury Department has moved the deadline when the U.S. will run out of money to pay its bills unless Congress acts to June 5th. A deal is close, but there's still disagreement, as CBS's Scott McFarlane reports.
A major sticking point remains a Republican proposal to expand work requirements on some of the people who receive federal assistance, including benefits to help buy food.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton could be forced out of office when the state house holds an impeachment vote later today. KTVT-TV's Jack Fink.
The articles of impeachment accuse Paxton of abuse of public trust, dereliction of duty, and constitutional bribery relating to his alleged actions with an Austin businessman.
South Carolina Judge Clifton Newman has temporarily blocked a new abortion law until the state's Supreme Court can review it.
The matter should be reviewed by the Supreme Court as expeditiously as they determine.
CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is 40 years old? Its history is pretty rich, too, when the grocery store-owning Metcalf family set up a brat tent in the store parking lot to sell brats to customers. By 2004, more than 180,000 brats were being sold in the parking lot. Okay, so now can you guess how many gallons of ketchup are needed for the brats every year? 30 gallons? 45? 74 gallons? The answer coming up. These days, the fest isn't just about the brats.
You know, we have a kid zone, we have a farm zone, we have a sports zone, just not really like anything else.
That's Michael Alexander, one of the organizers.
Roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends.
And more numbers, 4 million brats over 40 years, raising $2.5 million, supporting more than 120 nonprofits. And the amount of ketchup used, 74 gallons. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a veteran of our country's armed services, you may be experiencing hardships, such as the inability to pay rent, utilities, or receive other life-sustaining services. And once again, you're called upon by family to serve and protect. We want you to know we are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's not easy to ask for a hand up, but we are clear in our mission. No Wisconsin veteran should ever have to face homelessness or lose heat, power, or water again. Apply today by calling 833-WIS-VRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Visit VRAPWI.com.
RV High is now in session. Today's subjects, biology.
Name an animal with a long neck.
Dinosaur, long neck, yeah.
Let me ask you something. When last time you seen one?
Anatomy.
Name a part of Steve Harvey that a woman might want to kiss.
Your six-pack.
The six-pack? Does she know who Steve Harvey is? You got to dig for it, but it's in there.
Get school with Family View.
Weeknights at 6 and 6:30 on CW18.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's HOLTEBECK.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
This salute has been brought to you by Current Electric. This Memorial Day weekend, let us remember those veterans who made the ultimate sacrifice to keep our country free. For all your electric needs, check out Current Electric and call current.com and have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137. While One Day Painting will celebrate Memorial Day thinking of the brave servicemen and servicewomen who died defending our country, Memorial Day is for them. While One Day Painting is a team of professional painters who can transform your home in just one day. Log on wowoneday.com.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Please.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy?
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job, but I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I just...
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light. But when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Lineys and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only 1 fish.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup. Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Oh, now, wait until you pull up to the stop and go light, but when you do, go ahead and save the Civic Media station to one of your presets. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and also on the Civic Media app. Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind. Great to listen to while having a Linies and grilling some Sheboygan brats. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media, and don't forget the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Cripes Cast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, Saturdays and Sundays at noon on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
All right, who's ready to eat? We got brats for dinner, marshmallows for dessert.
Hey, folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had 5 or 6 beers and only 1 fish.
Oh, my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls.